Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. As the winter moon rises over a snow-covered Alaska forest, a great horned owl breaks the winter stillness. Owls overwinter in Alaska, and they're early birds when it comes to mating. Owls begin calling for mates in winter and early spring, months before most birds. The male owl stakes out a territory and a potential nest site and begins hooting, hoping to draw in an interested female.
To learn how many breeding pairs of owls are in an area, biologists go out at night and listen for calling owls, but timing is important. Big owls, like great horned owls and great gray owls, will continue to hoot into the spring and summer. Hooting helps them maintain their territory. Smaller owls, like saw-whet owls and boreal owls, quiet down once they find a mate.
Fish and game biologist Jack Whitman of Fairbanks said that's because continued calling could attract predators. Great gray and great horned owls eat the smaller owls, and hooting could draw the big raptors in.
Whitman wants to determine how effective listening surveys are at identifying and locating breeding boreal owls in an area. If boreal owls pair up quickly and then shut up, biologists could miss hearing the calls, and they'll probably miss counting the pair.
Whitman has placed more than 100 boreal owl nest boxes in the forests along 150 miles of highway around Fairbanks. Then he can compare how the listening surveys match up with the actual use of nest boxes. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Jane Rudenberg. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.